Warning.
The We're Not Normal podcast assumes no responsibility or liability for any errors that Gregory may make when pronouncing the names of people, places, and things. Know that Gregory is not trying to disrespect anybody. The We're Not Normal podcast is not trying to disrespect anybody. Also, all of our information is provided by on Greg's phone and google.com. Thank you for listening to We're Not Normal podcast. Stay tuned.
Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
Is a place buried inside American folklore, which is supposedly home to every scary thing you could possibly imagine. UFOs, poltergeists, werewolves. When you follow the current UFO story, and the cast of characters within, follow it all the way back to the beginning. You will end up at Skinwalker Ranch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast.
So is that really how you're going to sound on, like, your 50th episode?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
Oh. Like uppity?
Yeah, are we supposed to have, like, a whole bunch of, like, you know, like, fireworks and...
Laser.
Now it's not going to go off.
Laser. Oh, shit.
We're supposed to have, like, a whole bunch of stuff go off.
Need, like, a little more extra oomph on that. That's weird that, like, sound thing isn't, like...
It goes off when it wants to.
Yeah. Apparently. Oh. But yes, guys, this is our 50th episode. What the fuck?
That was probably one of my favorite ones.
Yes, 50th episode, and we are going to be pushing for another 50 to make that 100. We want to make that 100th episode, and then when we make that 100th episode, we are going to keep pushing on past that 100th. And that probably made no sense at all coming out of my mouth, but I'm going to keep going still because that's what we do. All right. Anyway, if you guys haven't subscribed to the podcast, subscribe. It's easy to do it. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listening to your podcast, to this podcast right now, to get the latest episode updates. Whenever we drop an episode, you'll get that up on your podcast feed if you subscribe right now. So, on to the 50th episode topic of the day. We are going to be discussing the Skinwalker Ranch. Yes, Skinwalker Ranch. Skinwalker Ranch, by a majority of the people, claim it to be the most scariest, the most terrifying, the most bombastic. I don't even know. I was just throwing words out there.
Bombastic?
Bombastic.
Yeah.
The most paranormal place in the United States. more paranormal than Area 51 itself, more paranormal than the Bermuda Triangle itself.
Because Area 51 wasn't so much paranormal, it was just there was just housing aliens there.
Supposedly, though, there's
people like nobody
housing.
Was ever like, dude, I walked my dog or my cow down the street, and then I turn around and my cow is dead. You know, it was never nothing like that. It was just like, there's aliens there. Let's try to go see what they're doing. I don't consider Area 51 paranormal per se. Do you?
So if you're talking like paranormal in a sense of UFO and alien lore territory, then yes, Area 51 is paranormalish if you were talking about in those terms.
But I wasn't, so too bad.
So you're meaning by ghostly apparitions?
No.
Unexplained events type of.
That's paranormal.
Conditions. Yes.
Is unexplained events.
Right.
Yeah. You consider Area 51 paranormal or unexplained events?
You know, I guess not, okay. Because, like, you know, Area 51 has military stuff going on. Could be uncovered, classified military training or weaponry or stuff like that going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that is an unexplained. You know, the military does what the military does. And
right.
When the military wants to tell... Mm-hmm. Little people like us, they'll get to tell on people mm-hmm. like us. But till then, they're just going to be doing weird stuff in the sky, weird stuff in
what
the...
They do.
Doing what they do,
mm-hmm.
pretty much.
Yep.
But with Skinwalker Ranch, mm-hmm. however,
mm-hmm.
there is no set entity that, you know, can, like... You know, that communicates with us on, that could even, like, communicate with us on what it's doing. Unless we, like, the only way we would know what it was there is, like, if we actually, like, see it. Like, Skinwalker Ranch is, like, named after the stuff, like, Skinwalkers. I think we covered a little bit of Skinwalkers on.
Did you say stuff?
Yes.
It's stuff?
Skinwalkers of stuff?
It's a cryptid. It's,
I mean, yes, it is excuse me, it is a cryptid.
Yeah.
So we covered Skinwalkers a little bit on the Wendigo episode. The Wendigo and the Skinwalker are pretty much similar in some aspects, but the Wendigo has a little bit of differences than the Skinwalker. Anyway, Skinwalkers are from Navajo legend. There are these creatures that are cryptids that they pretty much like can morph into anything that they want to deceive anybody that's, you know, looking at it, to try and blend in with the environment, to hide from, to stay hidden from people that, you know, happen to see a Skinwalker. And if somebody happens to see a Skinwalker, if you happen to witness a Skinwalker, there is a high chance that the Skinwalker is going to come after you and kill you.
Okay, well, let's not see that one. Let's skip that day.
So you know, you have to be skeptical of everybody, mm-hmm. right?
Did you really warm up some pizza and just leave it there?
I feel so bad. Like, I really want to stuff some pizza in my face right now, mm-hmm. but this podcast...
I know. You went and heated it up and everything.
I know. Man, just like, and it has a sad face on it and everything.
It's going to be really cold.
Motherfucker. Urgh! Hold on, guys. Quick break. All right. Back. I'm all stuffed.
Like a turkey?
Yes. Oh, man. Okay, where were we at? Yes, I was saying that you want to be skeptical of everybody. You got to be careful who you think is a Skinwalker. Because if they are actually a Skinwalker, they're going to come and get you. But what's Skinwalker Ranch? All right. So if you ask a random person to name the eeriest places on Earth, places synonymous with unexplained X-Files phenomena, the Bermuda Triangle and Area 51 probably top the list. But despite their infamy, they've got nothing on Skinwalker Ranch, a place so weird that it's flummoxed scientific experts and what the fuck is flummoxed?
I'll look it up. Because I don't even know what
or
the hell.
Flummoxed.
But I love the word.
Education class. We're educating you guys. Yes.
What is it? Flummoxed?
Flummoxed. So FLUMMOXED.
According to Cambridge Dictionary, Cambridge University Press and Assessment, meaning of flummox in English, to confuse someone so much that they do not know what to do. I have to say that last question flummoxed me. Synonyms.
Okay. So I had a feeling like it meant something like that.
Like confusion.
Yes.
Should have just said confusion, but I like that word. I'm going to start saying that at work. You flummoxed me.
You flummoxed me.
You flummoxed. How dare you flummox me?
Oh, my God. So terrified, and even the most cynical onlookers. The massive ranch sprawls across over 500 acres. 515 to be exact.
I mean, could you imagine 500 acres?
I don't think we would even know what to do with that.
I don't even, like, I mean, that would be fun, though.
It's a lot of woods. That's a lot of shit that you don't even know what would be in your yard type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you'd have to definitely have somebody keep all that shit up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, you'd have patches of grass just growing long. Multiple patches of grass. So much.
Well, but this is in where?
Utah.
The grass doesn't grow like it does out here.
Well, I mean, if you have fertile parts of your, you know, land. But, if you don't. There's a dog. But if you don't.
Where?
Over across.
They have a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's what happens when you have neighbors. When you get new neighbors.
Yeah. Dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody has a dog. Alright, so what was I saying? Yeah, so if your land is fertile, yeah, that you'll definitely have some grass. But yes, in Utah, there is a majority of, like, unfertile parts where there is just, like, dried up type of grass, or just, like, majority of, like, sand or something. Or just dirt.
Mm-hmm. Dirt.
Just dirt.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that's a lot of acreage. Yes, for over 500 acres of northern Utah in a region known as the Uintah Basin. The whole area has, since the days of early Spanish missionaries, swirled with rumors of strange goings on. In the words of journalist George Knapp, it's been the site of simply unbelievable paranormal activity. UFOs, Sasquatch, cattle mutilations, psychic manifestations, you name it, residents here have seen it. They've seen it all, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure they have.
The epicenter of it all is Skinwalker Ranch, which first came to national attention in the mid-1990s when the Sherman family, who had purchased the ranch in 1994, shared their incredible stories with the media. So, monstrous wolves and lights in the sky. One day, shortly after settling into their dream country homestead, Terry and Gwen Sherman were startled by the sight of a fearsome animal, perhaps a wolf or coyote, stalking towards their livestock pen. When it grabbed a calf in its jaws, they fired at it with a handgun, and then a rifle, and then a bat, and then a knife, and then a butter knife.
You better knock it off right now. And then a fly swatter. And then the remote control.
And then their sandals. Everything but the kitchen sink.
I love it.
Despite being hit, the creature didn't seem hurt. Simply wandered away into the bushes. Just wandered away. Just, you know, didn't run.
I know. It was like, it just shook it off. Like, it, you know, it's like dust. Like, it like dusted off a shoulder. Like,
And just disappeared into the bushes like Homer Simpson. Just
like Homer Simpson. You're a dork.
Its foul stench, like rotting flesh, stayed with the Shermans. In the weeks and months that followed, visitors to the ranch reported seeing an unidentifiable beast moving in the woods and letting out roars. Then there were the lights hovering and zipping about in the sky, including large orange circles and blue spheres that flew around as if directed by unseen forces. Most disturbingly, animals on the ranch began to die in grotesque ways. Some of their dogs were seemingly incinerated in the night.
Wow.
While cows were found dismembered and cored out with the kind of surgical precision that ruled out attacks by coyotes. So this is that with the cows. I've never heard of the dog thing, actually. Like, the dogs just being incinerated. Just like
spontaneous combustion.
And it's like, oh no, Sparky, where is he? Sparky got sparked up.
Sparky poof.
Sparky
poof.
Jeez, man. But in regards to the cows, cattle mutilation, a subject that we have to cover in the future. Cattle mutilation is very common on Skinwalker Ranch. The secret of Skinwalker Ranch on a History Channel, when we were watching that was, there was like some weird going on with those guys investigating it.
For sure. For sure.
And the owner.
I liked that show. I liked it. And I like the fact that they have scientists, they have so many different people on that show trying to debunk everything, and you know they can't do it. You know, some of that shit is just like, what the hell?
Yeah. And it helps to have those like different perspectives,
things that make you go
Yes. A newspaper article about the Shermans' terrifying experiences attracted the notice of an unlikely party, billionaire and property magnate Robert Bigelow, as well as being
related to Deuce Bigelow?
Possibly.
Just kidding.
The European Gigolo?
Yeah. I don't like that one. I just like the first one.
Oh. They made a sequel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the European Gigolo
is the second one.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was the first one.
No, it's just Deuce Bigelow is the first one.
And then Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo is a sequel.
I believe so, yeah.
Wow, man. That was so off on my movies, man.
I know.
I was thinking that was the main movie. That was like, and then, wow, what the fuck? Okay, searching it real quick.
Yep.
Let's see.
Yeah, the first one is Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Oh, okay. I know that one. Male Gigolo.
And the second one.
European Gigolo.
Yeah, I told you.
Ah.
Yeah, look at me go. I know.
Okay.
I know my shit.
Yes, you do. Male Gigolo.
That was the first one.
Okay, all right. I might be confusing the two, actually. I think I might have just watched Male Gigolo. I haven't even seen European Gigolo.
But you said European.
I know. For some reason, European just like popped up on my head for some reason. But yes, as well as being a hard-headed businessman, he had a passion for space travel and the paranormal, founding the National Institute for Discovery Science, NIDS, which was effectively his own personal X-Files team. So fascinated by the region, Bigelow bought the ranch.
I want an X-Files team.
Just like form forming like...
Yeah, let's just be X-Files peoples.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm with that.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
But to be investigating some of these...
Hell yeah, call me. Yeah, hit us up.
Yeah.
We'll go investigate something. Greg may scream like a little girl, and I just may...
Possibly.
I may just pass out, but it's all good. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. The Gorman Ranch presented a unique opportunity to study a rich tapestry of strange stuff. It was as if someone had ordered up the weirdness pizza with everything on it, recounted journalist George Knapp.
Who comes up with a quote like that?
Apparently George Knapp does. I mean...
That is the weirdest fucking thing I've ever heard. Say it again. Say that one more time. Running by me one more time.
It was as if someone had ordered up the weirdness pizza with everything on it.
Some people like that.
The weirdness pizza?
Yeah, some people want
with
everything,
everything
on it. Anchovies.
Everything.
The whole...
Oh, the whole...
Shebang. Pineapple.
The whole enchilada.
Yeah. Probably, they probably want some enchiladas on it, too. Yeah. Somebody
would
probably want the whole thing.
Interesting.
An enchilada pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. Sounds good. Or are you talking about with anchovies and pineapple? Because then I'm...
No.
The enchilada. Right now.
The enchilada pizza sounds better.
Yeah, it does sound good.
So, yeah, so George Knapp visited the ranch when Bigelow and NIDS had settled in. The team set up monitoring equipment, observation posts, and round-the-clock surveillance. The activity triggered conspiracy theories among UFO watchers, leading Bigelow to give an interview denying what was in cahoots with the CIA or that he had prior contact with aliens in Utah. What makes the story of Skinwalker Ranch so remarkable is that the curious phenomena carried on even when under intense scrutiny by NIDS. Researchers witnessed the same inexplicable lights which the Shermans had reported, yet their equipment would mysteriously malfunction at critical moments. There were even cases of electronic equipment being physically mangled and shredded and wires ripped out.
Wow.
One NIDS consultant, retired Army intelligence officer John Alexander, later said in an interview that a precognitive sentient intelligence was at work on the ranch, somehow predicting what the NIDS team were going to do next and scoopering their equipment accordingly.
Or it could just be termites.
Could be. Some really, really intelligent
termites.
Some
electrical termites. Fuck the wood. We're going to go after all your electrical devices.
Crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. So this is like among like the weird shit that goes on in the like Skinwalker Ranch. Let's see. We got some stories here. My bad. So, facts, not stories. All right. So, okay. So, first, 300 years of UFO sightings. Skinwalker Ranch is located in the Uintah Basin. I don't know why I can't say that word. But the entire basin in northeast Utah is a renowned UFO hotspot with sightings in the area dating back to the 1700s. Early Spanish explorers following the trade route through the Uintah Basin told stories of strange crafts flying above their campfires at night. UFO sightings ramped up a notch during the 1950s when hundreds of reports of bizarre lights in the sky began to flood in. Sightings became so commonplace that the 1970s local police forces had stopped filling out incident reports. Okay. The ranch borders an Ute Indian Reservation.
Ooh, what's an Ute?
I believe that's a tribe.
Are you sure Indian it's tribe. Ute?
Let me... Let me make sure. Make sure I'm not pronouncing it wrong. Double check. Okay. Hold up. That pronunciation guide.
That does not look like oot.
Oot.
Yeah.
Oot.
Yeah, not a oot.
Okay.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
What is an oot?
Oot.
You're an oot.
So the ranch board is a Ute Indian reservation. So running adjacent to the Skinwalker Ranch is the Ute Indian Reservation, created during the mid-19th century by the executive order of President Abraham Lincoln. The reservation covers an area of 4.5 million acres. 3. The land is said to be cursed.
Yeah.
The sworn enemy of the Ute was the Navajo tribe. During the American Civil War, between 1861 and 1865, some Ute bands joined with the U.S. military forces against the Navajo. The Navajo were defeated and banished from their lands, forced to march to a reservation in New Mexico. The event is known as the Long Walk, which took 2 months and resulted in the deaths of at least 200 Navajo. Local legend attests that the Navajo put a curse on the Ute tribe, unleashing malevolent spirits to roam the land in which the Ute lived. In Navajo culture, those spirits are known as skinwalkers, evil witches that can shapeshift into a multitude of different creatures. With the entire Uintah Basin said to be plagued by skinwalkers, it's no wonder the ranch is named after them. So, things changed in the 1990s. Although the reports of UFOs and skinwalkers existed in the area for decades, Skinwalker Ranch didn't acquire its reputation as a hotbed of paranormal activity until the early 1990s. Before that, it was the home of the Myers family, who established various homesteads on the property. Living there until 1987, their tenure was a relatively quiet one, with little to no strange activities being reported by them. However, things got weird in 1994 with the Shermans running into that creature, that wolf, that coyote type of creature.
The one that shook off the bullet and the stove and the refrigerator being thrown.
Yeah. Everything.
Got it. When he was like, "You didn't do nothing to me." Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So before they purchased it, it had laid empty for the past 7 years. Mm-hmm. And during the next 2 years after they purchased it, they were plagued by paranormal activity, which quite literally drove them from the property. And that's where the Robert Bigelow, the male deuce gigolo, purchased it. Mm-hmm. But now it's a Brandon Fugel that is the name of the owner now. All right, so the Shermans experienced it all. Under the tenure of Shermans, everything and anything occurred on the ranch, from crop circles and poltergeist activity to cow mutilations and skinwalker sightings. Jeez. Not a day seemed to go by without something out of the ordinary taking place. The Shermans would often hear disembodied voices speaking directly above them, and on many occasions, the night sky would randomly light up. Cows quite literally disappeared, their hoof marks coming to an end in the snow, with no sign of the creatures anywhere to be seen. One night, one night, the Sherman's cattle came under attack by what looked like a large wolf. Yes, okay, yeah, this is the same wolf that, with everything that was being thrown at it, attacked the cattle. And shots were fired at the creature, who eventually slunk away into the night, seemingly unharmed, with no signs of blood trails. Uh-huh. UFO sightings were commonplace for the Shermans, and sometimes they turned deadly. Flying, glowing blue orbs were spotted throughout the property, and on one occasion, Terry Sherman encouraged his dogs to chase one of these objects. Why would you do that?
A flying glowing object?
Yeah, the dog.
I would too.
Oh, you would let one of the dogs?
No, I would go chase him.
Okay. Well,
I'd be like, what the hell is that? Go see what it is, Gregory. I would go send you.
Oh, man.
I would go see what it is. Hurry.
After disappearing into the undergrowth, audible yelps were heard and the dog never returned. Yeah.
What the hell?
Upon inspection of the area, Terry found scorched earth and strange greasy blobs, which he presumed to be the charred remains of his pets. What the fuck, man?
Jeez, these people are mean to their animals.
They just like, okay, go.
Go, poof.
Go
poof goes the doggy, and they don't even care.
Yo, man.
Darn, is that Spike right there?
Crazy, man.
Whoops.
So guess how much...
money they spend on dogs? Probably a lot.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Deuce Bigelow. How much the Robert Gigolo purchased the property for?
What year did he purchase it?
1996.
Oh, 500 acres it is?
Over 500 acres,
Probably.
Sitting nicely, you know, it's a pretty chill area sometimes, you know, depending on the day. You know, sometimes you'll have creatures walking through at night, sometimes you know.
Dude. What the hell?
Sometimes strange goings on. Yep.
So he purchased it for $5 million.
Way lower than that.
Really? 500,000?
Close.
600,000.
No.
300,000.
You were just one off.
200,000.
Yes. So
really?
Bigelow purchased the ranch for a reported fee of $200,000.
That's pretty good for 1990 something.
Uh-huh.
And 500 acres?
Yep.
Do you know how much 500 acres would be worth right now? Dude, you can't even get like more, 20 acres for, you know,
more than
under a million.
More than 20 years of my salary.
Oh my God, dude. It's fucking crazy.
Shit, man.
That's crazy.
Bigelow. So, yes, the Bigelow founded NEDS, the National Institute of Discovery for Science.
So, was it just not lived in and it was like abandoned and he picked it up? Is that why?
No, he purchased it from the Shermans. They decided to just like up and leave before they spoke with local media outlets.
So, maybe it was, what do they call that? When you leave a property, it was abandoned and he just paid like the taxes on it. It was, you know what I'm saying? Like
so,
a repossessed house.
Yes.
So he,
got it at a deal.
Yeah.
You're
that's
saying.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
But I could be wrong, but that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, you know, that definitely could happen. You know, just like bought like a house that just pretty much abandoned and possibly foreclosed on. They just
foreclosure. That's the word I was looking for.
And yeah, he got it at a deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we need to do that.
So Bigfoot has been reportedly sighted on the ranch. One of the NIDS investigators claimed to spot a creature one night that very much resembled the famed American hominoid known as Bigfoot. Biochemist Colm Keller spotted the creature spying on him from a nearby tree approximately 50 yards away. What the hell is he doing behind
And does
tree?
He have a picture of him?
I don't think so.
Then we don't believe him. He's fine. Whatever.
After Keller fired a shot off at the beast.
Oh my God. Don't they learn that the shots don't do nothing?
Apparently not. It's a different dude anyway. But he fired a shot at it and it quickly disappeared. Inspecting where Bigfoot had stood, Keller discovered deep tracks in the snow of around 6 inches in diameter that strangely included claw marks as if from a bird of prey.
Wow.
Bigfoot's a bird? What?
That's too much. Now we're just getting too much.
The ranch sold for $4.5 million.
Yeah. See? You went from 200,000 to million.
He flipped that shit.
Yeah, he did.
After several years, the NIDS team was unable to categorically prove the stories of Terry and Gwen Sherman. However, several researchers claimed to experience paranormal events, many of which caused equipment to fail, preventing vital evidence from being captured. In 2016, Bigelow sold the ranch for a reported $4.5 million to Adamantium Holdings, the current owner who trademarked the property Skinwalker Ranch. And Blink-182 is linked to the ranch.
Now that, you know, if we turn, if we switched our place around and we called it something creepy, we could probably get millions for it.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, just flip it. We'll do
just the name.
Flipperoni.
Just that name.
It'll be Frankenstein, the House of Frankenstein.
Okay.
And then sell it for a million.
So American rock band Blink-182's co-founder Tom DeLonge has long been fascinated with UFOs. In 2017, he established his company To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences, a hybrid entertainment and UFO research entity. When setting the company up, many of the people DeLonge recruited were ex-employees of Bigelow and or NIDS. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool facts here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, is there any actual tangible evidence of a skinwalker?
No, because they don't ever take pictures.
I think like on
And you think one... they would have some security. They do have security. We know. We watched the movie.
Right.
I mean, the...
Episode, yeah. What it was that the secret of Skinwalker Ranch. Right. They did like see something on, I think there was like something that was running where a dude was like, they were up in the mountains.
They saw a hot spot, is what they saw. They couldn't see exactly what it was.
Wasn't there like something running though? Like seemingly just like, it just like jetted. And they were like up in like a mountain or something, not like a hill.
Was it during the day?
It was like during the night.
Oh,
I had their infrared cameras on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was just a heat sense. They don't know what it was.
Mm.
Right? Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, that's what you said. But it was like an actual like figure though. It might be a different show that I'm thinking of. Something weird. Okay. One of those paranormal shows that we watch. But anyway, there isn't any actual evidence. There's like, if there is some, it's very, 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 very little because these skinwalkers are so crafty. You know, they're MacGyvering the shit out of everybody's equipment that, you know, they're trying to use to capture the image of skinwalkers for, you know, to bring it to daylight for the public to know. So people will have a hard time, you know.
People have a hard time what?
Hard time getting evidence, hard evidence for the skinwalker.
So which is crazy because they have cameras everywhere.
Yeah. But yeah. These skinwalkers just dismantle everything and, you know, they're just chucking the cameras, you know, like Bad Bunny and Chris Brown.
I think that
allegedly.
I think that the government is watching what they're doing too. The government is aware, so the government could probably be dismantling stuff, not so much these creatures or whatever. I think it could be the government.
Mm.
You know, because the government knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
True. Because then they say they saw, like, this is, like, helicopters and that were flying around. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Hawk helicopters could be picking up the cattle that's on the ranch. And then that could explain cattle mutilations where the government is secretly keeping an eye on the materials or a possible, you know, I don't want to say poison, but I guess it is like some sort of like poison or certain like diseases or something in the cattle that they pick up in these helicopters, and they're scooping out surgically certain parts of the cows to bring back to the laboratory and do tests on it to make sure that the meat being put out in the markets for the public is actually healthy. I guess they're doing like some sort of justice, or they feel justified to do this, like in order to like keep the public healthy or whatever. But why do it in secret? Why just take people's cattle and then cut them up and then just like drop them there and just like all creepily.
Yeah.
And
just no eyeballs, no tongue type stuff.
Yeah.
And then be like, I don't know what that was.
And that's going to cause like the mass hysteria of UFOs and aliens possibly doing these horrible things to the cows and even the dogs also. The story of the dogs.
That's so sad.
Crazy, just like being incinerated and all that horrible stuff. Like, did the government do that too, or is it really possibly like alien entity? For now, we have no idea. It's weird.
We have no idea.
No clue at all.
Nope.
So, I guess like final thoughts, till actual hard evidence comes out, like somehow catches a skinwalker on camera,
but they would be dead.
But they would be doing a justice to the greater public.
Oh my God, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Some of you may die.
Oh my God.
But it is a sacrifice I am willing to make.
Oh my God. You're horrible.
Lord Farquaad.
You're horrible.
Oh man. But yes, until that hard evidence pops up, I remain skeptical.
Really?
Yes.
Even after all the shit that you watched on the Skinwalker episodes that we watched?
There were some weird going-ons, but
I mean, there's scientists there, too, saying, usually scientists are the ones saying, no, this isn't true. No, it has to be the birds.
It was, it was weird with that one guy having that lump or something in the back of his head, and then he had to go to the hospital because he was almost about to pass out again.
Yeah. But they were saying that there's some kind of magnetic field there.
Or some sort of radiation from like a possible nuclear thing that was buried there or something.
Well, yeah, they were saying that was like in the past that was like a nuclear site.
Yes.
Right.
So that could possibly explain what happens with that dude.
But like also there was radiation. Some time when they were in like a helicopter, and then the helicopter kept going off because it was saying that there was something underneath it. But there was nothing there.
Weird readings also.
Mm-hmm.
Something,
And you're still skeptical.
I'm like, I'm a skeptical believer. I mean.
You're a skeptical believer.
Yeah.
That's an oxymoron.
Well, yes, I know. But I'm like half skeptical, half believing.
Oh, my God.
But, I want to see. I'm aware that weird happenings with the electrical equipment that is definitely weird, and don't know like a possible scientific explanation other than maybe something's going on interfering like.
Wow! I accidentally hit the. Oh my Lord. Wow. As you're talking about it, huh?
Interfering.
Oh my God. That thing's still going off. Oh my God.
What the fuck,
it's
man?
It's possessed.
See, I think
we have something going on here.
Yeah, you know, but like something's interfering with that device's electronics, as well as everything else going on in like Skinwalker. Every device that in Skinwalker Ranch just seems to get interfered with. So that's weird. But as far as the physical evidence of an actual Skinwalker, I would love for somebody to capture that. And, yeah, I'll leave it at that. What about you?
I believe that there's some creepy goings-ons, paranormal goings-on at Skinwalker Ranch.
Mm.
I think they've shown evidence. You know, obviously it's never enough, but is there ever enough evidence? No. I mean, even if somebody was to do a video of an alien, we'd still be like, that's not good enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, even when people catch UFOs or things that are mysteriously in the sky, people are still questioning it. So I think in back of our minds, it's our duty to question things over and over again. So there never is enough evidence, but there definitely is something going on there.
Yeah,
I truly believe that.
We're going on with the equipment.
Yeah.
Cameras.
Just in general, people getting hurt.
Surveillance equipment.
Yeah. There's definitely something there, some kind of magnetic, you know, and they thought there was some kind of portal or something there too. And too many people just had so many experiences, but at the same time, not everybody documented their experiences with the video camera or whatever. So.
Because they never got, you know, the chance to, because Skinwalkers just come by and snatch them out of wherever and just crush them.
Right. But at the same time, you know, how many times have you seen something and you were like, oh my gosh. And then at the same time, you're like, damn, I should have recorded that. And you didn't.
Yeah.
All the time.
State of shock. And, you know, you don't know how you would react if you actually ran into something.
Right.
Exactly. Like, I don't know how I would react if I ran into, like, a Bigfoot. My first instinct probably wouldn't be to grab my phone like a quick draw. Like,
oh, no.
I'd probably run and then think, like, oh, man, that could have been an easy $5 million, you know, catching some evidence.
I would probably cry.
Yeah.
If I saw Bigfoot. I don't think the last thing I think would be, oh my gosh, I should get my camera. So, yep, true.
All right. True story. All right, guys, that's the episode. Make sure, if you enjoyed the episode, make sure you subscribe to the episode. Not the episode, but the podcast itself on wherever you're listening to the podcast to get updates on new episodes that drop whenever they drop.
That drop.
So, 50th episode, Skinwalker Ranch is down. Like a bomb.
Drop like a bomb.
Yes.
Drop the bomb on me.
So guys, till next time, have a good week.
Happy Easter.
Till next time, guys. Love, peace.
Oh. You want to wait? Ready?
Oh, shit. Yes.
Ready?
Love peace, and chicken grease. Bye.
Bye.
What the fuck?
It doesn't want to go up.
I guess that's good enough.